Hey, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Audie, and we're the Pulidos.
We're here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
And today we're talking about our honeymoon. Welcome, everybody, to episode 54.
What you guys can't see is that every time Audie says, welcome, everybody, he, like, puts his hands in the air.
Do I really do that all the time?
I don't know if you do it every time, but it's funny because, like, I felt like if I was going to say welcome, everybody, I was going to do the same thing. Like, welcome, everybody. Like, you kind of have to, like, put your hands out to, like, welcome everybody. People. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize
that. I don't know if you do it every time, but I think so. Anyway, yes, welcome.
Yeah, welcome, everybody, to episode 54.
You didn't like do it that said. Time.
No.
Anyway, so for once, I actually have something to talk about, but you had to remind me that this was something for me to talk about. So let me paint this picture for you. A few days ago or something, Audie and I were talking, and I think you brought it up.
I did.
Yeah, so Audie brought up this, like, he just mentioned something about this train sound that we have been hearing a lot, like every night.
Yeah.
And sometimes during the day as well, but it's just quieter in the house at night, so we can always, like, hear it at night.
Yeah.
And I just casually said to him, oh, yeah, that's actually not a, like, real train. It's just, like, a recording of a train sound on this, like, restored old train. And that was, like, all the information that I had about it. And his mind was completely blown.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was, you said it just casually. And I was like, wait, what? So the thing about this is that, like you said, we've heard the sound, like, almost every night, and for a while now.
For a while, yeah.
For a while, and usually it's a night, and we sometimes mention it because we both hear it.
Yeah.
And that's it. We don't really, like, talk about it and everything, but we just know, okay, there's a train passing because there's a sound of a train passing.
Yeah, and I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, it did seem kind of weird. And maybe you thought it was kind of weird too, but it's like,
I didn't doubt it. I mean, yeah, I heard just, what I heard.
It just kind of seemed like, okay, I guess this is something that we're supposed to know about, that there's, like, a train nearby.
Pass- yeah. And it made sense because we've seen some train tracks around.
Yeah, but,
like,
not
outside of Monmouth.
Super close. Yeah.
Right. But it's still, like, close enough for us to be able to hear the sound of it. So I just assumed that, okay, well, there's a train passing by. We haven't seen it, but we know there's train tracks, so that must mean the train is nearby. And but then you tell me, like, that's not true. And so, of course, my mind was definitely blown because this whole time, like, I heard it, I saw train tracks. So what am I supposed to think?
Right.
You know? So
I just, like, came across this information by chance on, like, a Facebook group or I think also on, like, Nextdoor.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh, that explains some things, but it wasn't, like, super interesting to me to where I, like, brought it up to you until that moment. And I couldn't remember a lot of the details, so I went back just now before we recorded this to do a little bit of research. And try to see what I could figure out.
Okay.
Now, I must say that I could dive a lot deeper into this, I think.
Okay.
But I did not.
That's fine.
So, basically, it's not that it isn't a real train. It's an old steam engine.
Okay.
That has been restored by somebody local. And I guess the part that I'm still a little confused on is what's the deal with the sound?
Yeah.
Because I don't think that that's, like, I don't think that's the kind of sound that trains today make.
Yeah.
And so that's why also it was confusing to hear that. Like, the experience of hearing it and not knowing what it was, it kind of felt like, oh, that's like a kind of ambient sound that you might hear in, like, a movie or something.
Yeah.
But I've never heard it in real life before.
Yeah.
It's very weird. So let me show you and tell you about some of the things I've, the information I've found.
Okay.
And it might help explain that, like, other people were also having similar experiences to us.
Thinking that there was a train passing by?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first thing I see is a post on Nextdoor, mm-hmm. which just Nextdoor culture is like next level. Nextdoor, next level. It's very interesting. If you want to get a good laugh, just like dig deep into the depths of into Nextdoor.
Your Nextdoor.
To yours,
community.
Yeah.
There's a guy that just wants to just make people's day, you know, by doing like a joke a day or something like that. And it's really nice. He acknowledges like, yeah, like there's a lot of division between this and that, but here's a joke for
the day. Are you on Nextdoor?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did I know that?
You did. I think you did.
Maybe I did.
Yeah.
But you never talk about it.
No, yeah, because I mentioned something that I saw in Nextdoor Neighbor, and you're like, oh, yeah, I saw that too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. Anyway, so the title of this post on Nextdoor is, "What in the world is that sound?" And this person said, "It's like a futuristic blip, 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 then a recording of a choo-choo, and then it stops and starts back up occasionally. What? I can hear it from various parts of town. Is there some kind of event?"
That's not how I would describe the sound.
That's not how I would describe it. Blip, blip, blip. No, either. I wouldn't describe it that way either. But we're also, I don't think we're very close to it. So I don't think there might be more to it that we're not hearing. So
what?
This could be about something else, but I imagine that this is the same thing.
If it is, I want to know what that sound is.
Yeah. So someone said, oh, I heard it too. And then this other person said, it is a restored steam engine and posted a picture of it. And then I just want to share this because I think it's really funny. Okay. I think this comment is really funny for some reason. So someone replied, the original person who was asking about it replied and said, oh, whoa, that's super cool. What's the story behind the restoration of it? If you know, of course. As if they thought that the person was going to think that they're demanding information from them that they don't have.
Yeah.
If you know, of course. Anyway, so there was no response to that. There's no answer about like what's the story behind it. So I went over to a Facebook group.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I went over to the Monmouth History Museum.
Yeah.
And here's what I found.
Okay, so I came across this post in Women of Independence in Monmouth Facebook group. And somebody posted on September 1st, so this is kind of a while ago, could it be a new, less horrifying train whistle? If so, I love it. Here's hoping. So what? I'm a little confused on this one.
There's more to this sound. That's so crazy.
So people were saying like, okay, at first it was like, what was that? Like, was that what that noise was? Oh, thank goodness you hear it too. And then, yeah. And so at first it sounded like people were saying like they used to hear a different kind of train sound and now they're hearing a different one.
Oh.
But then I saw somebody started posting pictures and videos of this old steam engine.
Oh, where is it?
And I think it's in Independence. And so then the original person said like, oh, so it wasn't our usual train. Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. It's not like a train passing by. Is that what the person was saying?
I think so. So it's not like a regular train that I guess there is somewhere nearby. Because there are train tracks in Independence.
Right.
Like functional ones. So,
or really?
Well, I think they're functional. I don't know, actually.
Doesn't seem like it.
That's true. I've never seen a train on them.
No.
I don't know. But
I'm assuming back in the day they used to be trains, obviously, because of train tracks. And they haven't. I'm saying that they're not functioning because you see some road closed, like gates between the train tracks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. I want to play this video really quickly.
Okay,
go ahead. I was waiting to do this live.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know what it is, but okay, I'm going to see if it has the sound.
Go ahead.
Isn't that it? Wait, let me play it again.
Wait, what?
Wait, listen.
A bit closer.
I think that's the sound.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the sound we've been hearing at night.
I guess, yeah. You know what? Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, just because we're pretty far away.
We're very far from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then is there another video? Or oh yeah, there's another video. Hang on. Okay, so this is it. This is the train. You want to see a picture of it?
Oh, yes, I do. Let me see. Okay. Whoa, where is this?
I think in Independence.
Wow. Santa Maria Valley?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh. So if you go further down in that thread, someone said, like, oh, if you Google the name on the side of it and the number, you can, like, find some articles about it.
Oh, really?
So I did that, and this is where I'm saying, like,
by the way, it's the number is 205.
Yeah.
205 Santa Maria Valley.
Yeah.
If anybody's interested in looking
so this up. I Googled it, and there was some stuff that came up. I didn't go super, like, down the rabbit hole of it, but
yeah.
From what I could tell, it seems like it was like an old functioning steam engine in Santa Maria Valley in California.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And that apparently this guy has been like restoring it since the 80s, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. And that it just became like functional.
Functional.
I guess. So, the first video I didn't show you that I just played you the sound, like it is moving.
Oh, it's moving.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I guess like...
I thought you were showing me videos of just like a loudspeaker, like someone made the sound, you know?
Okay. Yeah, so I guess like that is the sound that it makes.
Oh, so we do hear a real train, but not like it's active. It's not like passing by. It's just...
Yeah, but the thing that I'm confused about is like, why do we hear it kind of like at the same time, like every...
Yeah.
Night. And it's usually like pretty late at night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the part I don't understand is like, is he out there like driving it around at like midnight?
Yeah, I guess so. So my mind now it's blown right here live because
I'm still very confused.
I thought you were saying that, well, that's a fake sound. So my mind was like, someone
I know
put like a loudspeaker somewhere of a train passing by.
I know.
To have this kind of ambiance of like this train passing by, you know, and just changes kind of the atmosphere during nighttime, you know, instead of hearing just cricket sounds, we hear the train passing by.
Whatever post I like first came across, I don't think I found it again, or maybe I just misunderstood, but that's kind of what it sounded like to me, was that somebody had restored like a steam engine.
Gotcha.
But then they added this sound like electronically.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
That's what I was thinking. But I'm thinking that's not the case.
Based on this video, there's a video.
And it seemed like it was a real functioning steam engine.
Moving.
And then that's just the sound it makes.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I'm still a little baffled about like how can we hear it at like the same times every day and stuff like that. But yeah. There you go. I guess that's kind of the story.
Mm-hmm. It is a story. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
Again, just because this whole time I thought there was just a train passing by, and it made sense in my head because they have a schedule that they follow. And so I just assumed that, okay, at this time, you know, it's going to pass.
Right.
And so now it's like, it's not real, like, train that's passing by is just a train that's being worked on, I guess.
Yeah, and I feel like if we had really stopped and thought about it, we would have realized, like, wait a second, that's not really what trains sound like anymore.
Mm-mm, no. But I like it. I like the sound.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
It's really cool.
Going back to the whole ambiance stuff, like, I think it really brings a really kind of warmth and coziness to Monmouth being the fourth safest city in Oregon. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's really interesting stuff,
mm-hmm.
For sure.
It is.
Well, thank you for finally telling me, because you said you were going to save it for the podcast.
Yeah, so. You're welcome.
There we go.
Do you feel like a weight has been lifted?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for showing me those videos.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, that's it. I don't have anything else.
Really?
I'm here for the train news.
The train content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's... I feel like train hobbyists are like a whole, you know, subculture. People who are into like model trains and like obviously big trains.
Yeah. Remember that time? I think it was last year. We went to at a mall somewhere. It was kind of a big mall here in Oregon. And there was some group of guys, older gentlemen with they had this big display of modeled trains.
Was that in a mall?
It was at a mall. What mall? I don't know. I just said, I don't know.
You don't remember where we were?
No. It was somewhere in Oregon. I remember there was a Build-A-Bear, like, station, not in, like, in the store, but, like, outside of the store. And
oh, I don't remember that where we were, but it does seem familiar. I remember
the trains. Yeah, it was pretty big. Yeah. It was, like, a lot of tables. And
did we have kids with us?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the three kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, it was pretty cool looking, you know? And so, yeah, there's definitely, like, a lot of people that have spend a lot of hours on these, like, trains and stuff, and toy trains or model trains or real trains.
Yeah. Don't you want to, like, have little train track that goes around, like, our Christmas tree?
I like the idea, and we tried that a couple Christmases ago.
That's right.
With one of our kids had a train track, and I tried doing that, but then the cables and everything just didn't work, and so, yeah.
We could figure it out, though. You just have to kind of, like, suspend the cables.
Yeah, but we didn't have any little things to do that. Yeah. So, yeah, I kind of like that, though.
Wait, I have one more thing to say, actually. Yeah, go ahead. You know the Spaghetti Factory?
Yeah. The old Spaghetti Factory.
Yeah, the old Spaghetti Factory.
Yeah, yeah, not the new one.
Yeah.
But what about it?
Well, you know what I'm going to say, right?
No.
You know the connection with the train?
No.
Well, I don't know. I don't think this is true. It's definitely not true at every old Spaghetti Factory, but the one in somewhere near Sacramento, it was somewhere close to where I lived.
Citrus Heights?
I don't know why that was funny. You pulled out like a very niche
name. I did it on purpose.
Sacramento area. City name.
I'm flexing here.
I don't think it's
off my geographic.
I don't think it's in Citrus Heights, but
there's a Black Bear in Citrus Heights, by the way. Fun fact.
There might be an old Spaghetti Factory there too, but anyway, in this particular old Spaghetti Factory, I think it might be in Rancho Cordova. But anyway, it has an old train. What's the word? Train car in the restaurant that you can sit in.
What? Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty. So I am very excited to finally talk about our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Why, you might ask?
Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. That's because we are talking about traveling to a foreign country. Actually, no, foreign countries.
Yes.
How many, you might ask?
Six.
Not seven. Originally was going to be seven.
Yeah.
But we'll tell you why in a few minutes. Yes. Anyway, six. Six countries.
Okay, so to explain why we did this, you first have to go back to Audie's goal of traveling to 25 countries before he turned 26. So basically 25 by 25.
25 by 25. Yep.
And when we got married, you were 25. Yes?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we got married in October. Your birthday's in December. So you had a few more months, basically, to try to get in your last seven countries.
Yes.
And so you presented me with this idea, and I was definitely down for it. I don't think I really was hesitant about it, was I?
No, I think you were like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was excited because I had only, the only time I had been out of the country was just to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And you had actually never been to Canada.
No.
So when we decided not to do seven countries and just do six for the honeymoon, then we decided that we would just try to go to Canada before your birthday in December. Yes.
And that would be another story.
Yeah.
Did I make it to 25? We'll find out.
I think we might have told that story already, but
okay.
That's okay. So I think it's so funny looking back and thinking how our version of toning it down was going from seven countries down to six.
Yes.
In 10 days.
Yes. And I said, let's do six instead because seven is too much.
Yeah. You're like, oh, seven, that's crazy, six.
And it was because we were planning it out, we were like, wait a minute, we can't do this one country because we would be there like only like 4 hours.
Yeah.
And that was just way too much.
But here's the thing. Looking back on it, it's really funny. I feel like when I think back on that, it's like those people barely even knew each other.
That's true.
Like, not that's, true. That's not really true, but just compared to now and thinking about
truth.
Yeah. Thinking about us going on trips together now, it's like we're so aware of like just more of ourselves, I think, and what we like, and then also each other and what the other person like needs and wants. And so it's just funny to think back on that, and like there's just so many things that we would do differently, I think, if we did the trip again.
That's true.
But no regrets at all.
No regrets. Like, right?
No. I know what you're asking me, because that the honeymoon trip was definitely more in your style of traveling at the time.
Yes.
And not mine at all.
Let's just get into it. Would we change the honeymoon? I would think so. I would definitely think that we would change a lot of things. I discovered like what kind of vacationing I would do for me and for both of us.
Yeah.
Like what do I like? And I love traveling. I love exploring, going to different countries, different places.
Yeah.
But also prefer and enjoy staying at like at our place, our hotel or whatever it is. And also just walking around the neighborhood or whatever and doing maybe one or two things that are new. Right.
Yeah, mixing the exploring with the relaxing and enjoying your vacation that way.
So we will get into like what we did in the honeymoon and let us know if that sounds good for y'all, you know, to do.
That sounds like a fun vacation, is that what you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So six countries.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
European countries.
Break it down. So first, I'll just keep this super brief, but just in case anyone was wondering, our wedding ended like late. Obviously.
Yeah. We partied. We stayed until pretty much like an hour before
the end,
closing.
Yeah.
I think they closed it down like at 11 or 10 or something.
Yeah. I feel like we left around 9-ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anyway, so we are like that night, the wedding night, we stayed at a little cabin that was not too far from the wedding venue.
No, maybe like 30-40 minutes away.
Yeah, it was not super close, but it was crazy because obviously it was dark and it was like
super dark.
We were just, it felt like we were just driving through the middle of the woods.
Yes,
we were
at one point
driving through the middle of the woods to get to this place,
and then had to drive uphill
this super to get to the steep cabin. Driveway. Yeah,
it was like the last thing I had to do. The cabin's right there. I think see it.
Yeah.
And it took a while for my car to get up there.
Yeah.
Like, it took me 3 tries or so.
I remember that.
And we finally do it, though. And it was kind of scary.
Yeah. But that cabin was very nice. It was just small and cute. Yeah. And like, that was super nice.
Yeah.
So that was the first night. And then the next day, we drove to San Francisco?
Nope. So we got married on October 13th.
Okay.
And then I think we stayed an extra day there.
Two nights. You're right.
Which was nice.
It was.
And here's a tip. I think, if you have someone that's going to get married and then you're involved in the whole like wedding planning thing, you know,
if you're part
of a wedding planning committee, what we did is we ended up getting some food, dinner, like our food that we had at the wedding, and that we had some leftover stuff, and then including some cupcakes. Mm-hmm. So that was good. That was pretty much our food for that day, and then, you know, the next day.
Yeah, that was especially helpful for us because it's so crazy trying to plan a wedding, like the biggest event of your life, and then also a huge trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did not even think about what we were going to eat.
Yeah.
Those first two days, I just didn't want
to get out of the cabin, you know?
Yeah. And the thing is, we were not staying at like a hotel.
No.
We were staying at this super like in the middle of nowhere cabin.
Yeah.
And so
the closest like store was maybe 40 minutes away.
Yeah. So we were like, oh, we're only here for 2 nights. And so we didn't want to like leave and go like grocery shopping because then we were going to be flying.
Yeah.
And so we just pretty much ate the wedding food.
Yeah.
That was like all
breakfast,
we did.
Lunch and dinner.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Anyway.
So October 15th, that was the day that we traveled.
Okay. So that's when we drove to
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Okay.
And then, so SFO. From there, we get on the plane around, have our picture of us. Our pictures are going to be our guide to telling the honeymoon story because
Although that's there's evidence. Some big gaps in mine, but
okay. Well, yeah. That's good. There's two of us, yeah. Two phones. So anyway, I took a picture at 6:26 p.m. We were seated together on the plane, and we were just getting ready to depart.
Yeah.
From SFO to Iceland.
Yeah, and I just want to say one thing. I know I feel like I keep getting off track, but this is gonna be quick. I remember when we were driving from the cabin and then to SFO, which it was a long drive.
It was.
But it made the most sense to fly out of SFO.
Yeah.
I just remember thinking about how, like, you and I had made a similar drive so many times through our whole dating relationship back and forth to each other to visit each other over the weekend. And I just remember having that feeling of, like, finally, we don't have to do this anymore, and we get to just do these drives like together.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't have to do those like lonely drives anymore. Anyway, so we arrive in Iceland.
Yes, and then this flight out of the U.S. and then into the U.S. is brought to you by WOW Airlines. That's when WOW was an airline that used to exist.
Oh, yeah, they went out of business, huh?
And now went out of business, and they were known for having super cheap budget flight tickets to Europe.
Yeah.
out of certain cities in the U.S. So,
and that was the longest flight that I've ever been on.
Yeah, I know, that was pretty long.
Yeah, and I did not pee.
Yeah. So you hold a record. The world knows that Savannah holds a record for not going to the bathroom on a plane.
I don't really hold the record, but maybe. I haven't looked into it. The world record. Gone
on many planes. But anyway, so the thing about WOW Airlines is that they all the flights that arrive to like Europe, the pit stop is in Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
That's always a pit stop, which makes sense. The distance between the U.S. and Europe, countries, it's pretty big, so
yeah.
Pretty long. So they have a pit stop in Iceland, and there's a, I think, like 23-hour layover, or like closer to like 24-hour layover. So
our flight was to Ireland with a 24-hour layover in Iceland.
Yeah, so we spent a night in Iceland.
Yeah.
And so we had about, I don't know, like more than 12 hours to explore.
Yeah.
Iceland, you know, mm-hmm. when we were not sleep deprived. So anyway, so we get to Iceland, right?
Yes.
And Iceland was and is pretty cold. It's a cold, cold place.
Yeah. Was and is, as if it's changed in the last 3 years. I checked and it's still cold.
It's still cold out there. Yeah. So it was really cold
and
super windy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so the thing about Iceland was that I feel like it was great and we saw some cool things, but I don't feel like we really saw Iceland.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So I definitely want to go back to Iceland.
Yeah.
But we did see a few things.
We did. Yeah. So we arrived there, I think later in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And so we rented a car because we had to travel from the airport to our Airbnb.
Yeah. Which was hard to find.
Yeah.
Our Airbnb really was very hard to find.
It was, yeah. And so before we get to the Airbnb, because we had to check in at, I don't know, like kind of late in the evening.
Yeah.
So we had some downtime. And what we decided to do was go to a place where it's up by the coast. Mm-hmm. And then the biggest attraction, something that we were really interested in looking at, was a bridge that connected two continents.
Yeah. So and like two continental plates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool.
It was so cool.
So we do a little drive and we stop and every like mile or so we stop and get out of the car and look around and stuff and do the same thing a couple times. And then we get to the bridge. And
yeah.
It was pretty nice.
It was. Yeah. And I think the thing I remember the most about Iceland was just when we were on that drive and we, you know, got out and we're looking at the views and everything.
Uh-huh.
The landscape just looked so different to anything I had ever seen in my life.
It was like the best view.
That was really cool.
Yeah, it was one of the best views I've seen
mm-hmm.
in my life.
Yeah.
It was really amazing to look at. It was very like green and just, I don't know, really
nice. I remember it just being
a lot of hills.
Very like rocky.
Very rocky.
And like dark colored rocks, like just different, I don't know, just different than anything I've seen in my life. But it was really cool and just amazing.
So one of the funniest things that happened to us was, we finally arrived at the Airbnb after looking around for it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are waiting like for the clock to hit, like, the time we supposed to yeah. check in, right?
Yeah.
And so we finally step out of the car, right, and we knock, and then we see the Airbnb host open the door, right, and he greets us, right, and he sees me. I'm the person, you know, who knocked the door. He sees me first, and then he scans me with his eyes. He looks literally, starts from, like, my feet, and then slowly raises his eyes. And he's a pretty tall dude, too. And he slowly raises his eyes, right? And then he then meets my eyes and then says this. He says, "You're bringing shorts to Iceland?"
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing. And so we quoted that, like, the whole honeymoon.
Yeah, it was so funny.
So, yes, I brought shorts to Iceland. And yeah. It was super windy, which made it really cold. And... yeah, it was like one of the coldest places I've been in my life.
Yeah.
And I brought shorts, and going back to minimalism, like, I enjoy wearing shorts. It's very comfortable, and I didn't really care as much, like, how cold it was going to be. Like, it was really cold. Like, we had to wear different, like, extra, like, layers.
Yeah.
You know, and beanies and everything. So anyway, so that was really funny.
Okay. So from there, the next day, we fly, like, the next, you know, leg of our flight into Ireland.
Yes.
And I believe our flight, was it into Dublin?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first thing we did was we wanted to explore a little bit of Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really know exactly what to do. Again, you know, we tried to plan, like, some yeah. things to see, but there was just so much going on planning the wedding too.
And I don't know why, like... when I was, before we did the honeymoon thing, when I was doing some research and planning stuff, I don't know why I couldn't find certain things to do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I didn't know the certain, like, websites to
use or whatever. Sometimes it's hard to know where to look, yeah.
Yeah. But one of the things we did was mm-hmm. we ate at, I think it was for lunch,
I think.
Yeah, so. We mm-hmm. ate at this, it used to be a church, and now it was a restaurant. So they turned this, it was, I think, like a Catholic church,
yeah.
right? And it turned into a restaurant.
And so wasn't it called, like, nice. The church or something?
It was actually called the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And it had just a really cool vibe and
yeah.
really nice looking building.
Like the windows, right?
Yeah.
It was really colorful and mm-hmm. nice. And so that was pretty cool.
And we sat in this cute little, like, window booth.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was really cool. And we got, like, fish and chips, I think.
Yeah.
And it was really good. The food was really good.
Yeah. And then from there we go and, well, actually before that, when we land to the airport in Dublin, we need another car.
Oh yeah.
Right. And I think this was, like, the last time we got a car, during our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't know, in Ireland, they drive the opposite direction. So everything, it's, like, kind of backwards compared to the US.
Yeah.
Right.
So they drive on the left side of the road, and then the steering wheel is on the left side of the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no, the steering wheel is on the right side of the car.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And so anyway, so we get the car, and I'm the one driving mm-hmm. throughout the whole time we're in Ireland, and I was very scared.
Yeah. It was scary.
It was very scary. So we tag teamed it. So Savannah's job was for her to tell me if I was drifting off of the lane.
Like,
right?
too far to the right.
Yeah.
Or no.
To the left.
To the left. Too far to the left. Because, yeah. And I remember when we were in the airport and, like, renting the car, there were so many signs saying, like, remember, keep left. Remember,
yeah.
keep left.
Yeah. And then we get from the airport, we hop on this shuttle that will take us to the car rental car place.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I remember it was, like, maybe a 10-minute drive or whatever. And I remember they had this video, like a tutorial yeah. video of, like, how to drive.
Uh-huh.
And the whole time I was, like, watching it over and over again.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I need to remember all these things that yeah. this video is telling me to do.
It was also explaining, like, what to do in a roundabout, because
yes.
even though
they love a lot of roundabouts.
Yeah, there were a ton of roundabouts. And yeah. even though it is the same, it's just backwards, it is confusing to yeah. like figure out the roundabout when it's going the opposite direction. Like, it just is very disorienting.
Yeah. And there was a ton of roundabouts.
Uh-huh.
So it made it really scary. And
yeah.
And I just kept something in mind. You know, my dad said, like, as long as you have gas, you're fine. So it's like, it didn't matter if I missed the turn or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah, seriously. and then when we were picking up our rental car, I remember there was this like older man who was like either returning or getting a rental car like right next to us or nearby.
Yeah. And I think he was picking up the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I imagine that he had an Irish accent, but I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But he had some kind of like thick accent.
Yeah.
Like thick European accent.
Yeah.
And I remember he like calls out to you and he goes,
he walks up to us.
Yeah. And he says to you, he's like, here's some fatherly advice.
Yeah.
And basically his advice was to like make sure you write down like any scratches or anything on the car, because he was saying like that's how they'll get you.
And then that made sense, because before he came up to us, he was scanning the car.
He was.
Yeah. He's walking around and looking, you know.
Yeah.
Around. So that was really funny.
That was funny. but yes, Ireland was definitely in my top like one or two countries that we went to. I really want to go back there.
Yeah.
So after we explored Dublin a little bit, which again, there was so much more that we, I'm sure, could have seen, and I wish we would have. But we went to our Airbnb, which was in Southern Ireland.
Yeah, so it's like a couple hours away.
It was a long drive.
Yeah.
But it was my favorite place that we stayed.
It was.
It was amazing. So it was this tiny house, like pod.
It was literally a tiny like home.
Yeah, it was a tiny home.
Yeah.
And it was on this property that was like this beautiful farmhouse.
Yeah.
And when we were driving there into like the countryside, it was just the most beautiful views I've seen of just green grass and rolling hills and sheep.
Yeah.
And like it was beautiful.
And
then the sunset.
And it was a bummer that we only stayed there for one night.
Yeah. Oh, if we went back to Ireland, I would want to try to go back to that tiny house.
And then the tiny house didn't have enough room for a bathroom. So it was like literally like 10 steps away from the tiny house.
Yeah,
the
bathroom
and the shower and everything.
And it was a nice little bathhouse.
It was nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that tiny house was so cute. Like, it was just so quaint. It was so, like, our style. And so it was just, like, a bed and then a little kitchenette and then a little breakfast nook by this big, beautiful window.
Mm-hmm. Which overlooks the whole, like, green, you know, grass, the mountain, the sunrise. You see that from the window.
Yeah, and the sheep were, like, out there grazing. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
Yeah, and that was funny because that was before we became minimalist.
Yeah.
And that was something I think that for me, it sparked some, the interest.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I really like that Airbnb a lot. Yeah.
So from there, we next went to London.
We do.
And we,
I mean, yeah, we did.
And we flew into London, right?
We did. Yeah.
Okay.
From Dublin to Ireland. So again,
from Dublin to
London. From Dublin to, to London. And here in London, that was at the place where we stayed there the longest.
Yes.
It was three nights.
Mm-hmm.
We needed that rest.
Yes. So with London, getting around was kind of difficult. We didn't rent a car, which I think makes sense. I think London's kind of, you know, a big and busy city.
Yeah, we stayed about like maybe 20 minutes away from downtown London.
Yeah. And when we landed, did we just walk to our... Did we just walk to our Airbnb?
Oh my gosh. So here's what something I would have done differently. Pay more, like physically pay like cash, or use my card a lot more to travel to our Airbnb from into the Airbnb.
No kidding.
So there was a lot of, what do you call those? Like subway? Yeah, trains, you know?
Yeah.
So we use those a lot, but then from the subway train station to like the place we wanted to be at, it was like 20-minute walk or so.
It was long.
So we
walked. It was a long walk
because of me. Yeah.
And I did not enjoy that at all.
Thought. Yeah.
But we finally got there, and this place we were staying was weird.
It was okay. Yeah.
It wasn't bad, but it was weird. The first thing that made it weird was that it's not that it was just on somebody's property. It was in somebody's like backyard. So imagine like a suburban size backyard with like a wooden fence and a gate.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like open up the gate to their backyard. And we had to like shimmy past their giant RV that was in their backyard.
Yeah.
And then there was this little like cabin shed thing.
And that was our place.
And it was not bad. Like, it was a nice little place, and it was kind of nice that it wasn't like, it was just like in the suburbs, I guess, of London.
Yeah.
And so it was fine. It felt like safe and it was fine, but it was so weird how close we were to the main house.
Yeah.
And it was so weird how when we opened up the cabin, there was just like this giant RV there.
Mm-hmm. And the bathroom, just similar to like the Airbnb in Ireland, it was maybe like steps away, but it's actually longer. It was like we had to go between another building.
Yeah.
And then the toilet and the shower was there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it was like a shared bathroom or something.
Yeah, it was a little weird. It ended up being fine, but
then the other thing that I thought was kind of weird and bizarre was that our cabin with that area was right next to a river.
Oh yeah,
it was kind of strange river was there.
I know, it was like this house and like it felt like it was in a neighborhood.
Yeah,
and then there was just a this little backyard river. And there was a small little like creek behind it.
Yeah,
it was kind of cool.
It was cool.
It was peaceful. You know?
Yeah, it was.
But yeah. When we arrived there that night, I think we did something in London like before we went to our Airbnb. We did.
I forgot.
And then
I think we just kind of explored and got some food or something like that.
Yeah. And then we got there and I think we went to sleep probably around like 11 at night or something.
Oh, wait.
What?
I think this is when we go to, Brighton. That's a day.
That's right. I forgot.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if you want to mention that.
So when we first flew into London, we actually, before we went to our Airbnb or did anything, we decided to go to Brighton, which is like a seaside town that's south of London.
Yeah.
So we went there first on a train, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we took a train to Brighton and then we explored around there a little bit.
Yeah.
We got lunch there.
Yeah. Some donuts.
It was really good.
We got some chips, fish and chips, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then got some donuts and just walked around. So we explored Brighton because Savannah really wanted to.
Yeah.
And that was pretty fun. It was a pretty cute place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then we took the train back, which there was a big delay, which was very interesting.
Yeah. So we get like to kind of our back to London pretty late.
Yeah. Shout out to trains again.
So then we arrived to the London station, and again, like I said, it was like a 20-minute walk.
So we had a long walk.
I make us drive.
We were exhausted when we got to our little cabin.
Sorry about that.
I forgive you. And anyway, so we go to sleep like 11 p.m.
There was black curtains, so it was so dark, pitch dark.
It was so dark in there.
And so we go to sleep at 11 p.m., and then we wake up around 3 p.m.
Yeah.
I think it was a little later than that because
I think it was 3.
After like we wake up and stuff and open the cabin door and I see like the sun setting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was probably after we had like been up for a while, got dressed and like, but yes, basically we slept like the whole day away.
The whole day because we were so exhausted.
We needed that sleep.
We did.
So
yeah,
I think all we did that day was we walked to a grocery store. And we got some food and we brought it back to the cabin. That's all we did.
Yeah, I took a picture, look at us with the groceries. And yeah, it was pretty cool though. Like, I think that's something I also just enjoy doing, just going doing normal things like grocery shopping, you know? So it was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we're traveling like to a foreign country and stuff, that's what I like to do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's what we did. And then the next other 2 days, 4 days we had in London, we like explored downtown London, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember the next morning we found out that the Lion King play was happening.
Yeah.
And so we went early in the morning, like right when the box office was opening, to see if we could get tickets.
Yes.
And we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we went to what is it called? The museum.
Oh, the British Museum.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
And it's either like the oldest museum in Europe or in the world. Yeah. I'm not sure.
The oldest museum in the world.
Okay. One of those two.
Yes. Yeah. But is that what it's called? The British Museum?
I believe so.
I think
that's where they have this one guy throwing the Frisbee disc.
It's the big famous museum. I'm pretty sure that that's what it's called. Not that.
Google it. The biggest. No. Yes. I have it on my phone.
Okay.
The British Museum.
Okay. Yeah.
So
we went there. That was amazing. We went to like
Piccadilly. Not that amazing because we didn't remember the name.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Piccadilly.
circuit.
Yeah.
Circus.
Is it a circuit or a circus?
No, it's a circus.
Are you sure?
Yes. Piccadilly Circus.
Okay.
And we went to the, I think we went to the biggest.
everything. Like, is it the oldest or the biggest?
No. I think it was like the biggest bookstore in Europe.
Biggest bookstore in Europe.
Yeah.
And then we went to a toy store.
By the way, hold on. Before we move on.
Okay.
The British Museum has some pretty cool things. They had the Rosetta Stone, the original Rosetta Stone.
Yeah.
I just want to mention that. And then we went to the largest toy store in somewhere.
Either in the world, or in London.
Or in the galaxy. The galaxy. Wow. One of those three.
Yes. Before.
But it was really nice.
Yeah. And then we had to go and see The Lion King, and we were running so late.
Oh my gosh.
We loved it, yes, but we were running so late. We were literally running.
We were running from the toy store. Oh, yeah. So we tried to get a Lyft or an Uber, right?
Yeah, and we couldn't.
The traffic.
So we were like, okay, we just have to go. And we were so scared that they were just going to close the doors and not let us in.
Yeah.
But we made it.
So we literally ran.
Yeah, we were running.
I don't know how many minutes, but it was a long run.
And you were wearing your Lion King shirt.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
So we made it. And then the show was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. And then I think, that night we went and looked at Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
So we missed the changing of the guards.
We did.
We didn't miss it like we were trying to get there. We just weren't on the right day.
Yeah.
To see it, but we did go and look at Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
And then we were searching everywhere for Big Ben. It should not be that hard to find.
It's pretty big, too.
Yeah, I was like, this is crazy. How come we can't find it? Turns out it's under construction.
Yes, I even asked the local, someone just, a stranger. Yeah, hey, is that Big Ben? They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was tourist.
Yeah. But it turned out that it was under construction, so there was a ton of scaffolding in front of it. You couldn't really see it.
Yeah, so we just took a selfie with pouty faces in front of it.
And then we were considering going on the London Eye, but we were exhausted.
Yeah.
And my feet hurt so bad, I remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember that vividly.
Yeah.
So then we take a crazy Uber ride back to our place.
Wait, why was it crazy?
Because the guy was driving so crazy. Do you remember that?
Kinda.
But anyway, then I remember, so then the next morning was when we had to leave. And I want to say one thing that we haven't fully mentioned is that during this whole trip, we were each traveling with just one backpack.
Yep, minimalism.
Yeah. So we each had a bag that we had bought actually before the honeymoon.
Yeah.
And it's the ones that we still use.
Yeah. Shout out to Tom Ben, man.
Yeah. Anyway, I remember that this night I was thinking I really need to do laundry.
Oh, yeah.
I really need to wash my clothes. And there was no way. It was funny because there was a washer and dryer in the where we were, but it specifically said that guests were not supposed to use it.
Yes.
I was so tempted to use it, but I'm definitely a rule follower. And I was like, no, I won't do it. I really needed to do laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was literally out of clean underwear. So we had brought, did we bring laundry detergent?
We did, I think.
I don't know. Or maybe I just used soap. But basically outside of the little cabin, mm-hmm. there was this big sink.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm just going to wash my clothes in this big sink.
Yeah.
So I was out there hand washing our clothes in this sink, which is not that big of a deal, except for the fact that it was so flipping cold.
Yeah.
And the water was not hot.
No.
And so my hands were literally getting numb.
Same here.
I remember we took turns.
Yeah, we did
doing it. And then also there was this motion sensor light.
Oh yeah, above us, about that.
Because it was really dark, but there was just one motion sensor light, and so we kept having to wave our hands in the air to get the light to come back on.
Yeah.
And so we did that, and then after we washed them and rinsed all the soap out and everything, we hung them up on this little fence that was in the back overlooking the creek.
Yeah.
And then we go to sleep, we wake up the next morning, and everything is still completely soaked.
It is.
And we have to go, because we had to go catch our train or whatever we were taking. So I was like, what are we going to do? Everything is still super wet. So Audie took the clothes and he snuck over to the dryer and he just tossed them in there.
I remember that. I was like, you know what? Like, I have to do this. And yeah, how are they going to find out, you know?
Right.
So I'm just going to do it. And
we were leaving anyway.
Yeah.
Not like they could kick us out.
So now moving on to Belgium. So from London, we get we don't take a flight.
Nope.
We go to and use an underwater train, kind of, right? It is underwater, which is so bizarre to me.
Yeah, I still don't fully understand that, to be honest.
So it's kind of like a subway, but instead of under the ground, it's under the water. So that's pretty, I don't know. I don't know how it works, but all it is we went from London to Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, from London to France, drove past France, and then to Belgium. So technically, we were in France.
But it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. Anyway, so that was pretty bizarre. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like the, what was it? It was a minivan type of car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into this one thing, and it attaches to kind of this like pod.
Yeah.
And then this pod goes into this like the underwater thing,
yeah,
bridge or whatever, and then just it goes,
yeah.
And so it was like,
interesting,
yeah,
very interesting,
yeah. I think it took about a couple hours.
I remember what I was thinking during that like leg of the trip was, I felt like I was literally just along for the ride. Like, I didn't know what was happening, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I remember at one point there was like a rest stop. And they were like, you have to be back at at the van, like, in this amount of time. And then somebody was not back.
Yeah.
And then remember the driver, he was like, oh, like, when he comes in, everybody, like, give him a round of applause to, like, make him feel bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty messed up. But anyway, the whole time I was just like, I don't know what's happening, but I just hope that we end up in Belgium.
Yeah. Yeah. And we do.
And it wasn't, like, sketchy. It was, no. I just didn't know what was going on, really.
Yeah. So we did that, and that was pretty wild, for sure. Uh-huh. I was very excited and I was definitely looking forward to the underwater, like, trip.
It was kind of underwhelming, but...
Yeah, underwhelming.
Underwater, underwhelming.
Oh, look at that. Anyway, so we arrived to Belgium, and we stayed there for one night only.
And we did not experience Belgium at all.
I wanted the waffle experience, and we kind of got it.
No, we didn't.
Kinda. We went to a grocery store that was nearby our Airbnb, and we got some waffles from that grocery store. And it was good.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Belgium was nice. Like, the place where we were staying, it was a very cute little town, but I just feel like I know nothing of Belgium still, sadly.
Yeah, that was the one that we were like, we didn't really do much there.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
It was, yeah. And then, speaking of not doing a lot of things in the country, then we head to Germany.
Yeah.
And the same thing, we didn't really do much there.
We didn't, yeah.
Yeah, we just stopped at before the getting some sleep at the Airbnb. I think for dinner, we got some falafels nearby.
And that Airbnb. Was such a long walk.
Again, I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
I hated that.
Yeah, me too. But anyway, what could we do now?
Nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just a very long walk. And then, yeah, we stopped in and got some food on the walk. And then we stayed in the Airbnb, and then we woke up the next day and we walked back, basically.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But I definitely, like, I think it's just a bummer because I feel like Belgium and Germany, it was like, in a way, it wasn't worth going there because we didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
And so even though I don't regret it because I know that it was part of your goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very much the same way of like, oh, I have these goals and I want to just like check them off.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty much what it was.
Yeah, just to be there and say we did something.
Yeah, but yeah. I think just for the sake of the trip, it definitely would have been better to just stay in somewhere else
longer.
For a longer amount of time. But
I hear you.
But it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And also because I know that Belgium and Germany are both like wonderful countries that I would love to actually see and experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Next time.
Next time. For real.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. So after Germany, we head out to Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
And here is where we stayed for two nights.
Yeah.
And it was actually kind of our last hurrah.
It was.
Yeah, in Europe, right? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, two nights in Harlem.
Harlem, yeah. That was like outside of Amsterdam.
Yeah, it's like about, I don't know, 20-minute train ride from Amsterdam. Yeah. Yeah, so Amsterdam was a place that we kind of explored a lot. There's a lot of things to do there. So yeah. Museums and all that stuff. So we did that. But then Harlem was also pretty nice.
Yeah.
You find out like towards the end.
Yeah.
How nice it was. But yeah, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, so when we arrived, we first went to Harlem, I think, because that was where we were staying.
Yeah.
The Airbnb was a little bit tricky to find because it was in this like Main Street looking row of like shops. Mm-hmm. And like shops and restaurants on this kind of old, you know, brick building type of Main Street. Very cute, yeah. Very quaint looking. And we just couldn't figure out where the Airbnb was because we were looking at the map and trying to figure it out. And it was very confusing. We were looking in all these doors and trying to figure out the address and everything. And so we finally figured out there was this door that we were supposed to open. And it was just very random. Oh, yeah. Like conspicuous or inconspicuous door that we were supposed to open, and then you take this like spiral staircase up. Wait, was it spiral?
It was spiral.
Yeah, you take the spiral staircase up to the top, and then there were some rooms up there.
Yeah.
So we opened the door to walk up the steps, and immediately the smell of marijuana is so strong.
Yeah.
It's super strong, and as we're walking up the stairs, it's just getting like stronger and stronger and stronger. And it's not... So I said it's really strong, but it wasn't terrible right then.
No.
But we could definitely smell it.
Yeah.
And then we go into our room, and the room was actually really cute.
It was.
And really nice. And it was, so it was up high. It was above like these shops and restaurants and stuff. And when you open up the window, it opens up to like, you had a little bit of a view of this like beautiful church bell tower.
That was what was in front of us. That was like the biggest
thing. That was like right outside the window, thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. It was really nice. You could see the clock there and you could hear the bells every hour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was very awesome.
Yeah, it was a really cute room.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So we're like hanging out there and trying to decide what we're going to do that evening. We hadn't been there that long, and we heard some people like come up the steps outside our room and then go into the room like opposite us.
Yeah.
And within like 10 minutes or something of them being there, the smell of weed started getting so strong. Like, it was very super clear strong. They were smoking weed in that room.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, wafting into our room so, so strongly.
Yeah.
So, the smell was kind of bugging me. I mean, I wasn't, like, a big fan of it.
Yeah.
And so, it was kind of annoying, and I was like, ugh, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But we were trying to just, like, continue on with what we were doing, like, the plans that we were making.
Right.
And I don't remember what we were talking about or anything, but suddenly I was just like, I've started acting so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember that I started like crying.
Yeah.
Like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like I just started crying, and there was like nothing going on, but I was like really crying hard.
Yeah.
And then I think when you were trying to ask me like, what's wrong? Then I started like laughing hysterically.
It was so weird.
And then I started like crying again.
Yeah.
And
kept saying like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's wrong. But then I was just like switching back and forth between laughing and crying. And then I remember Audie looks at me and he's like, oh, I know what's wrong. He was like, you're high.
Yeah.
And he was, and I was like, I don't know how I responded to that, but I think I just probably started like laughing or crying more.
Yes. It's like, well, yeah, you're definitely high.
Yeah.
So once I figured that out, I was like, well, we need to like leave.
Yeah.
So you could get some fresh air. So that's what I said, right? It's like, we need to go.
Yeah.
You were lying on the bed and you're, I think, I don't know. Or at that point, you're, I think, crying.
Probably.
Or just laughing. And you're like, no, no, no. Or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, no, let's go. So I grab you.
Yeah.
And like pick you up. Right. And then we walk out and we go down the spiral steps.
Yeah. And we go out onto the street, and I think it was like dark at this point. I mean, it wasn't that late, but it was just getting dark. And I remember after being out there for only like 30 seconds or something, I started feeling so much better.
It wasn't that long. It was like maybe like a minute or two.
Yeah. Well, obviously, because I couldn't have been very high. I wasn't smoking.
Right. But I mean, that's a thing. A secondhand like high is a thing. And I'm so glad that I wasn't affected at all by it.
I know.
And
I can't hang.
Otherwise we would have you can hang. So anyway, we were outside, and after a couple of minutes you were just back to normal baseline totally behavior. And we talked about it, and
we were laughing about it
and we're like, yeah, you were high. And so we then just decided, you know what, like, let's just there was like a restaurant next to that Airbnb. So we just ate dinner, I think, that time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and just that was like really funny.
I know. Yeah.
So you got high on accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That's insane.
That was such a weird feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so the next day we went, we did two things. We went to the Anne Frank House. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we went to the Van Gogh Museum.
Yeah.
Neither of us were huge fans of the Van Gogh Museum. So those are both in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And then after that, we had a couple plans for other things we just wanted to see around Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And like just kind of walking around.
Yeah. Everything is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is amazing. The buildings are like just very amazing to look at.
Yeah.
And you can see the history, right?
Mm-hmm. It was really beautiful. And there were lots of people riding bicycles everywhere. Yeah,
that was awesome.
Little rivers kind of going in and out of the city. And the Anne Frank House was 100% worth it. Like, it was worth going there.
Yeah. The museum is the house mm-hmm. where she was. And we went through everything. And each room had its own story. And you could hear through this audio tape thing mm-hmm. or lot speaker, I think. You could hear just everything and the history there. And I don't know, I think I left that museum just kind of feeling hopeful. It's kind of bizarre to kind of say that, right? Because it is a sad story. But at the end, I think it was, I don't know, just kind of...
just sobering, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think I agree with you. It was obviously very heartbreaking to mm-hmm. hear, to be walking through and hearing just the account mm-hmm. of the history there. Obviously it was very sad, but it really kind of left you with this feeling of I don't know, hopefulness or just kind of the weight of maybe just the preciousness of life. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was very sobering and very it was really impactful, I guess.
Yeah. I'm reading through her diary. I'm not done with it yet, but so far it's very interesting just how young she was, but yet she was very just aware of mm-hmm. What was going on.
Yeah.
And it was pretty crazy that too, at that age, she described what was going on.
Yeah.
With the family and then the room and how they had structure in the house and how to be quiet and all that stuff and her feelings about this and that. And it was pretty cool to see that and read about that. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that that tour, it just kind of sparked that just how beautiful her life was, even though it was really short.
Mm-hmm.
How amazing and brave she was, and for her to write this and to keep writing even though there was craziness happening mm-hmm. In her life. And so I think that's something that's why I think that there was kind of really that feeling, uplifting and, mm-hmm. and just realizing that we could learn from this. And I think we have learned from this in many ways and other ways, we could obviously do better.
Yeah.
And so that's something that was pretty cool to experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I definitely recommend that. If you're in the Netherlands, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Amsterdam was pretty good. I really enjoyed it, our time there. I really like the design of the city. The architecture. Yeah, I could tell there was always every other city, every other street had the bridge because it was just this circular city and every other area, there was just rivers.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there's little boats. you know? And so it was pretty cool to look at all that, like, mm-hmm. architecture wise, it was really like wonderful and
it was beautiful. And, yeah.
You know, so it was pretty cool to just walk around. It's mm-hmm. something so bizarre that we don't have it at home. You know?
It was really nice. I think I would want to go back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same here.
One other thing that happened while we were in Amsterdam was we were walking down this street and it like had been raining a little bit and I was debating going and getting my nose pierced.
Yeah.
And we finally got to this tattoo and piercing place and we were literally standing. So it was like the street was raised up and the building was like two steps down.
Yeah.
So you had to walk like two steps down from the street to get to the door to the building.
Yeah.
We were standing there for probably a solid like 3 or 4 minutes where I was debating if I wanted to go in.
Yeah. And it was because, also because you wanted kind of like a souvenir, right?
Kind of.
For our honeymoon.
Kind of. Yeah. I was like, oh, this would be cool to do like while we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were standing there and I was going back and forth like, should I? I don't know. Does it seem sketchy? I don't know. So we were talking about it for so long. And then finally I was like, okay, let's just go in and we can talk to them and we can decide if it seems sketchy. But
but
we were debating for so long and then we finally decided to go in.
So, okay, we're going to do it.
Okay, let's go. So I literally take one step down to that first step. And my foot completely slips out from under me and I fall super hard onto my bottom and my forearm of my right arm, or actually both arms, I think, slam into the concrete step super hard. And it hurt so bad.
Yeah.
And it was so embarrassing.
Yeah. There was a couple ladies walking and past us and they witnessed that and one lady was like, ooh la la, are you okay?
Yeah I know. Did I cry?
I think so. Yeah, I would have cried too.
Yeah. And then we just walked away.
Yeah,
I just left. I was like, nope, was never mind. Yeah, I'm not supposed to go in there.
Nope.
And
you're painful
sign. And I had two like big bruises both of my forearms.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, and the next day, it was our farewell to Netherlands. Going back to what we said, that we discovered something pretty cool of Haarlem was in that area we were staying at. If you go around that church, like you keep walking to that street, it was this big plaza.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Uh-huh.
We had no idea because we never went past the church.
Yeah, we didn't even know.
We didn't even know. And so we're like, what? We could have like explored here.
Yeah.
And so it was really pretty. Mm-hmm. It was a big open air plaza.
Yeah.
And then so then we kind of just walk there and then just look around. And it was a big, there was this big fountain. And then we just decided to get breakfast at this coffee shop.
Yeah. It was really good.
It was really nice.
Really good coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And we went into this little, like, there was this church that you could go into. And there was a gift shop in there.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember there was some pretty cool stuff there. And we actually, I think, got something.
I think we did.
One or two things.
Like a postcard or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would definitely want to go back to the Netherlands and go to Haarlem and to Amsterdam again.
Yeah. The Airbnb was kind of, like, overall was really nice. Like,
yeah, besides the getting high.
Because
it was great.
It's true. But we did go on the roof. We went up on the window. Remember
did
that?
Did you actually go out?
We did.
I don't think I did.
We both did.
Really?
I helped you. Yeah, you're like, I'm not sure about it. But I was like, let's do it.
Okay.
We did it and we were like literally on the roof. And kind of this, like, it's kind of like a little balcony, but it's not really a balcony.
Right.
And it was pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was scary. It was a nice Airbnb.
It was.
Yeah.
So October 26th is the day, our last day in Europe. That's when we arrive to Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
So we go
back
from,
in Iceland.
Yeah, from Netherlands to Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, our last day in Iceland.
Is this when we were staying in that interesting little room that was like connected to somebody's house?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It was interesting.
It was fine.
Yeah, it was okay.
But it was, interesting.
To say the least.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we didn't really do much. We, like, arrived there in the afternoon. I took a picture at 12:05 of snow on the street. So
nice.
Pretty icy, pretty cold.
Yeah.
Pretty snowy. And then...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember wearing my scarf and wearing my hat? Yeah. This furry hat.
With, like, the little flaps over the ears.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was super cold.
It was.
And so, yeah, we just got to the Airbnb. And the thing is about Iceland is, like, I don't know, but I couldn't find, like, a lot of things to do in Iceland. Like,
I know there is,
yeah.
Yeah.
But the place we stayed at, there wasn't a lot of like, okay, walk around and like go do these events or
I hope, stuff. I hope that my Icelandic friend is not listening to this because she actually had some like suggestions for us.
Oh, really?
And then I never like asked her for them because everything was too crazy.
Yeah.
And she was at the wedding.
We need to go back to Iceland.
I know. We do. There's just a lot of
things to do there. It's so like big, and I don't want to give that rap that like Iceland. There's not a lot of things to do.
Did you say it's so big?
It's so big.
Iceland is not big at all.
You know what I'm thinking about Greenland?
Yeah, Iceland is very small.
But Iceland is still big though. Like land wise,
it's very small.
Yeah. Oh wait, what? I'm thinking land wise is pretty big.
It's small. Iceland is very small.
How long will it take for you to drive like all of Iceland? Couple days maybe?
Yeah, probably.
It's pretty big, see?
No, it's small. Like I want to compare it to like a state in the US to get an idea for like
I don't know.
But no. I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. I need to look it up.
Hang on. I'm going to look it up because I know you don't believe me. How big is Iceland? That is what I'm Googling. Okay, it's 39,769 square miles.
Now divide that by...
Okay, wait. What state is closest in size to Iceland? Well, as can be seen from the maps below... I don't see any maps below. Iceland fits easily within the state borders of Colorado.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's that small? Wow. Pretty small.
Yeah, I told you.
But there's still a lot of cool things about Iceland. And
yeah, I know. I just like, you were using this excuse of saying like, well, it's so big. It's not big at all.
But anyway, Savannah's friend, if you're listening to this, let us know what could we do in Iceland next time we're there.
Yeah, I'll definitely ask her next time we go.
Yeah.
What we should do.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, then one of the last things we did there, we ate at a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Before we had to leave.
We sure did.
Before we had to arrive to the airport. So we did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we leave Iceland on October 26th. I'm not sure what time. Oh, I think at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then we arrive to San Francisco on October 26th, same day, at 6:14 p.m. around there. Or 7. I say 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of go back in time.
That's not back in time.
Oh, forward in time? We save time. How about that? Because we left.
Yeah, but it's not backward in time. It's just that it was a long flight, time but it was only like 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So it was pretty crazy, to say the least.
It was great, but next time we're going to Cancun.
Cancun?
Just kidding.
So that is it. 11 days, 10 nights, 6 countries,
mm-hmm.
2 people, 1 family.
2 backpacks.
Yeah.
It was great.
Was it?
It was, but it was also crazy. And it was also very stressful
in some ways.
Like, it was. It was way too stressful for a honeymoon.
There was a ton. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was not a lot of downtime.
No, there wasn't a lot of downtime. There was a lot of us like trying to figure out where our Airbnb was, not knowing where we were going. There was a lot of you making us walk places that we didn't need to walk.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't a lot of language barriers.
Not a lot, but a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Driving on the side of the road.
Well, just in one country, but yeah.
Yeah.
Still. But yeah. So it was very fun. And I'm glad we did it, but it was also just so crazy, and I don't necessarily recommend it.
Yeah.
But so if you want to really, like, test your relationship right away.
We learned and grew.
We did.
Within those 11 days.
Honestly.
We did a lot.
Yeah, we really did.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But good.
Uh-huh. Because we were definitely mad at each other sometimes. Super grumpy.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things happened.
Yeah.
A lot of things happened. I would do it again. Differently. But we'd do it again.
Well, what do you mean? Like, which part would you do? Like, what would you do again?
I would travel again to all these countries.
Yeah.
And all these places.
But I would take like 2 months to do it instead of
2 months?
10 days.
Yeah.
Or 11 days.
Yeah. So listeners, let us know. Would you do this? What do you think? Going back to my question I asked earlier, I kind of forgot what I asked, but would you do it again? I mean, would you do this?
Would you let us plan a trip for you? Because I wouldn't let 2018 Savannah and Audie plan a trip for me.
But 2021 Audie and Savannah, yeah.
They're super chill.
Kinda, yeah. Yeah.
In a way.
So there's a lot of highlights.
Yeah.
Funny quotes, funny moments. Funny quotes. Yeah. I brought shorts to Iceland and I enjoyed it. That's what we're gonna call this episode. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. We got a title. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the episode. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sticking around and listening to our stories from our honeymoon. It was really fun. We enjoyed our honeymoon. We loved it. And we're finally excited to release this episode. And we're so glad to have y'all take a listen and let us know what you think about our stories, about the good, the bad, and the ugly moments of the honeymoon. And it would be pretty awesome if y'all could share this with a neighbor, with a friend, with anybody you want. That would be pretty cool. You could do that on your social media, through word of mouth, whatever you want. And if you want to connect with us on a personal, deeper level, you could do that with our social media accounts and just type in the Pulidos on your Facebook and Instagram account, and then you'll find us. So thank you very much, and that's it.
And as Oscar Wilde says, live life with no excuses, travel with no regret.
See you next time. And as my friend from the wedding says, have fun, you two.
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That was the last thing that was said from someone from the wedding.
Yeah, one of your friends. As we were
walking down the line to the car, mm-hmm. the getaway car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, he like yelled it. He was like, have fun, you two.
And then maybe a couple months after, like later, I tell him like, that was the best.
It was pretty funny.
Because it was really funny.
It was, yeah. And I had to stop you from doing that at a wedding recently. I was like, do not yell that.
I was so close. I was going to do it.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Well.
Not okay with me, at least.
Okay. But I think it was the best line he could ever say.
It was very funny.
To someone while you're forming that line, you know, the little tunnel as they're walking to the getaway car.
The send-off.
The send-off, yeah.